This is Black Christian News Network One Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Christian Post, while a majority of American families have discussed Black Lives Matter and police brutality in the wake of ongoing protests about racial inequality, only a minority of them, regardless of political affiliation, see it as an important issue, according to a recent poll. The latest American Family Survey, released on Tuesday, was conducted between July 3rd and July 14th for a partnership between the Deseret News and Brigham Young University's Center for the Study of Elections and Democracy. The study explores several areas of family life, including relationships, economics, politics, health, and culture. The survey found that on average, about three-quarters of Americans, 73%, said they had talked about Black Lives Matter or police brutality with members of their family. It is clear that these events played an important role in family discussions in the United States in 2020, researchers said in a summary of the findings. Approximately three-quarters of both Republicans and Democrats said they had talked about issues of race with family members. Of those in relationships, nearly all of them had talked with their spouses or partners, but more than two-thirds of Republicans and Democrats had family discussions about these issues with their children too. Democrats were more likely than Republicans to extend the conversation to other family members like parents or siblings, but the nature of the conversation and views on the issues differed by party affiliation. Despite the high level of conversation generated over racial inequality, only 20% of Americans surveyed in a half sample cite it as one of the important issues facing families when presented with a list of a dozen curated most important issue items and asked to select up to three. According to USA Today, Mayor Lovely Warren named Cynthia Harriet Sullivan, a former lieutenant with the Rochester Police Department, as its interim chief Saturday morning. Harriet Sullivan becomes the first woman to lead RPD. Her appointment is effective October 14th, and the mayor has said she will not begin a national search for a permanent chief until June 2021. I've got a year to do the best I can to help the city and get things on track, Harriet Sullivan said. She left open that she might apply for the permanent appointment. She has been out of law enforcement for a decade, but expects to move quickly to assess the department and begin naming her command staff in the coming days. She doesn't see her role as placeholder, instead planning to be active in reforming the department. She steps into a department facing multiple investigations and outside reviews over the in-custody asphyxiation death of Daniel Prude. The entire RPD command staff resigned their positions earlier this month, and Warren ultimately dismissed former Chief LaRon Singletary on September 14th. According to USA Today, Amy Coney Barrett will appear before senators for her first confirmation hearing on October 12th, two Capitol Hill sources told USA Today, as Senate Republicans push to confirm President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee quickly, possibly before Election Day. The hearing is one of four that week before the Senate Judiciary Committee, the panel tasked with vetting judicial nominees and where nominees are grilled on a range of sensitive issues that could be taken up by the High Court. Next week, she is scheduled to meet one-on-one with members of the Senate. These meetings, typical in any Supreme Court vetting, will allow senators to both question Barrett on her opinion on issues and give them the chance to get to know the nominee, Senator Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina Republican who chairs the committee, is set to lay out a timeline for Barrett's nomination process later Saturday. But he and other Republicans have said they're planning to move quickly with a vote expected before the end of October. According to CNN, Wilhelmina Rubin Cook has now made history at least twice on Duke University's campus in North Carolina. She was one of the first five undergraduate black students to enroll at the university in 1963. As of Saturday, her name will be on an academic building, making her the first black woman to have a campus building named for her, according to the university. The building that will bear her name, the Sociology-Psychology Building, is on Duke's West Campus and will now be known as the Rubin Cook Building. The building actually predates campus integration by about 30 years, according to Duke President Vincent E. Price. When the building that now bears Professor Rubin Cook's name first opened, she would not have been allowed to enter it as a student, Price said in an email. From this day forward, anyone who passes through its doors will carry on her legacy of accomplishment, engagement, and lasting impact. According to The Hollywood Report, Dennis Quaid and gospel singer CeCe Winans have each taken to social media to clarify the non-political intent of participating in interviews related to coronavirus and the ongoing pandemic. According to a report from Politico on Friday, an ad was ordered by President Trump and conceived partly by former Department of Health and Human Services official Michael Caputo with the purpose of defeating despair caused by the coronavirus outbreak. The outlet reported that it will feature a number of recorded video interviews with stars, including Quaid and Winans, and administration officials discussing the Trump administration's response to the virus. Following political stories, Winans posted a message to her Instagram account on Friday, clarifying that the intent of her involvement was not political at all. The singer said in a video message, "I was asked a couple of weeks ago to do an interview with the Surgeon General Jerome Adams about the coronavirus. And this interview stresses how important it is for everyone to wear a mask, and it also gives us other instructions on how to get on the other side of this pandemic." She goes on to say, "It was not political at all. We have lost so many lives because of coronavirus. Let's all do everything we can so we won't lose any more. God bless you." Quaid on Saturday recorded his own video message via Instagram, where he clarified that he was simply involved in an interview with Dr. Fauci and that he was not endorsing Trump in any way. According to the Daily Mail, David Oyelowo has revealed his beloved father, Stephen, has passed away following 1 year battle with colon cancer. The actor took to Instagram on Friday to pay tribute to his protector, guardian, hero, and encourager, who fought so hard to stick around for his family in a heartbreaking post. The grieving thespian wrote, "It is with a heavy heart that I bring the news of the passing of my beloved father. My brothers and I knew him as our protector, guardian, hero, encourager, and our lovely daddy. You probably knew him as at the leaf blower because of his hilarious antics with that very noisy device." Detailing the former airline worker's health battle, the Selma Star said, "You wouldn't know it, but my dad had been in a years-long battle with colon cancer. My heart is at peace because his pain is now over and the real victory has been won because I know he is now with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He fought so hard to stick around for me, my brothers, and his grandchildren. He would often say to me, 'God has so much in store for you, and I want to be here to see it.'" The media personality went on to share his last conversation with his late relative as he fought through the pain. "Me: Daddy, I love you, and it's okay to let go. Are you ready to go and be with Mommy now?" My dad would answer, "Yes." The TV and film star's mother, who worked for a railway company, suffered a fatal brain aneurysm 5 years ago. Admitting he'll never truly get over losing him, David ended his post by insisting his heart is full as Stephen has reunited with his wife in heaven. According to Bleacher Report, Russell Wilson has been great to start the 2020 season. Historically great. According to Andrew Siciliano of the NFL Network, Wilson is the first quarterback in the 101-year history of the NFL with 4+ touchdown passes in each of his team's first 3 games. With a touchdown pass late in the fourth quarter, Russell broke Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes' record for most touchdown passes through the first 3 games of the season. Wilson also became just the 5th passer in league history with 5 touchdown passes in back-to-back games. Coming into Sunday, Wilson had thrown for 610 yards, 9 touchdowns, and just 1 interception, completing 82.5% of his passes. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.